it off your chest. Come to us, we'll do the rest. Love life got you in a twist. Need an answer, we'll get it to you quick. Pick up the phone, don't delay. Tune in to Bad Advice every Friday. 3 to 4, we'll send you straight. Bad advice for it's too late. Bad advice, bad advice, yeah. Bad advice, bad advice, yeah. Bad advice, bad advice, yeah.
Wow, you just cut us off like that.
I love that. I love our little jingle so
Same.
Much.
Thank you, ChatGPT. Well, actually.
No, basically, ChatGPT, whatever the AI version of chat or the music version is for ChatGPT. I've found myself singing that song in the shower, embarrassingly. Like
you were low key dancing out here.
Oh. Do it again. Hit that register. Anyways,
I feel like you could do it again. Amazing.
Dude. My vocals in the studio.
Anyway, yeah, speaking of Bad Vice, this is Bad Vice, and
We're
you
back.
Are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow.
This is Bad Vice.
This is mm-hmm. us, for real.
This is our special Thanksgiving edition.
Our special Thanksgiving edition.
Not to be confused mm-hmm. with our last episode, which was also sort of what we're thankful for. But
well, true. Maybe we should have waited on that theme for this week. But also,
you know what? Why wait to be thankful for things?
You're so right. Why you know? Only yeah. one time of year can we be thankful for
yeah.
something?
Like Nick. I think Nick's thankful for being able to walk or being grateful.
Well,
for
I
that.
Don't know if I can say that yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Do you want to share what happened to your knee? Because you walked into the studio
yeah.
with crutches. And
yeah, no. They need an elevator in this building. No. yeah, I mean, nothing crazy. I was just playing volleyball in a tournament on Sunday for the Jumbos. And I fell like super hard and it just like went the wrong way, like, you know, not the way you're supposed to fall. And
right.
then the bone popped out. And so then, like, I don't even remember falling, like, those couple of seconds are just like blank in my head. I just remember like being in a lot of pain and looking at my knee. And I'm like, yeah, I think that bone goes the wrong way. Like, it's going the wrong way. Anyway, I'll be back, but
quite a graceful fall, yeah. I will say. I mean,
Cosmo was
he
there.
He smiled through
attended.
The stretcher. He was mm-hmm. he was shooting finger guns at us from there. I feel like. Also,
yeah.
gotta love how one of the Thames people was someone that we know. And so,
who was
yeah.
it actually?
You know Avery,
mm-hmm.
newcomer. No, anyways,
she was on my two trip. One of my OG tough friends.
What did she say to you when she?
She was very professional, honestly. Like she was like. She's like, oh, hey, Nick. And then, like, we just, like, she, like...
Straight to business.
...was taking care, like, all right, is this kid conscious? Like, what, does he have a pulse? And obviously, yes, but, like, there's protocols. And then afterwards, like, I texted her, like, you know, like, huge thanks to you and all your friends or whatever. And she's like, oh, like, I'm so glad. She's like, I was going to reach out, but I can't because of, I guess, HIPAA laws.
Oh.
Interestingly enough. So it's like, even though, like, you know, like, we're good friends, it's like, even if it's, like, you treat a patient, you know, I guess they have to reach out. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, right? But...
Yeah,
oh, interesting
I noticed when, so Lauren and I were kind of towards the stairs when the attempt people were walking down
yeah.
and we like both spotted Avery and we were like, mm-hmm. oh my God, Avery, so we went to go say hi and she was, I mean, as she should be like just straight in business mode and she
yeah.
just like gave us like a little head nod and that was it and like just went
yeah.
straight up to you.
No, she was locked in. I mean,
love Thames.
I think that's got to be part of their training. Though,
oh
know?
Yeah.
They go around campus, they see a lot of people they know, you know, gotta keep it professional. Although I will say at one point, and again, like very thankful for all the, you know, people that came out and like, you know, helped me not like get amputated basically.
Right.
But at one point it was almost like low-key, like this is might be too many people. Cause there was four Thames people on duty, then two paramedics like with an actual stretcher cause Thames can't like transport anyone. And then on top of that, a TUPD officer
yeah,
came by
I saw him
and I like struck a book. I was just like at this point and I was like, you know, like, hey, like, well, yeah, whatever. And he's like, yeah, you know, we just have to be here to like, you know, record all of these events. And then also there was like a physical trainer on staff. She couldn't pop my patella back in, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, it was almost like I was like getting so much. So I was like, all right, guys, like don't overwhelm me here.
You just humble like that.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. But anyway, you know, I'll be back at some point. I don't know when. But
I saw one of the officers walk over at one point. He was just kind of watching from afar. And I was like,
yeah, exactly.
What's your role in this?
Like it was almost too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cause then I like one of my captains, Tomer. Shout out Tomer. He's like also like a paramedic in his free time. He's like pre-med as well. So then he was like coaching me through. He's like, don't look down, don't look down. Because I kept like, I couldn't stop like looking at like the fact that my bone is sticking out of my skin.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, thankful.
You said this is your like first kind of injury in volleyball, for serious injury?
Yes, which is, I mean, knock on wood, it's, I don't know, I'm lucky, but also it's crazy. Like, you know, probably like 10,000 jumps in my life and like didn't even have a sprained ankle till now.
Wow. Right. I feel like you just jinxed it.
No, I knocked on wood, so I didn't jinx it.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah.
Facts. Uh-huh. I also knocked on wood. Yeah. We both did.
So. And it's in the spirit of Thanksgiving, so it's immune to being jinxed.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's the topic for today.
Sure, right. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of topics for today, and whatever happened to your
knee.
Did you
just transition using exactly what he said?
Well, I was trying to set up someone for the transition.
No, that was good. The segue was good on Nick's part.
I'm happy to talk with my...
I low-key zoned out, I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry,
you're good, you're good.
I really cared about your story, but I zoned out a little bit there.
I got you.
But yeah, RIP Nick, RIP Nick's knee, that's now fine.
Are you extra thankful for your knee, Zona?
I am.
It did make, yeah, honestly, I feel like what you said about blacking out, that kind of 2 second moment, right, as it happened, very real. I feel like every injury that I've had, just your brain retroactively, to protect yourself, probably blacks it out a little bit. And now, I don't know, it's freaking me out. I haven't seen someone get seriously injured, I think, in a minute. Or at least I can't remember the last time I did.
Yeah, sure.
So, I don't know. Thankful that you're doing as well as you are and are not worse.
No excuses.
Also, this man has got hops. Crazy. We got some photos. He's up there.
Yeah.
Now I played 2.5 games before it happened, so I made an impact. And then my team ended up winning the tournament. So
really? I didn't know.
Can't be too mad.
So they won when you got injured?
Dude, you were actually the martyr. That's crazy.
Well, to be clear, we lost the game we were in. And then we ended up playing the other Tufts team because there was like two of us. It was like a NESCAC tournament. No offense, NESCAC club men's volleyball teams aren't that great. So it was like, you know, two tough scenes in the final. But yeah, I could go on. But yeah, we won. We up.
We up. Anyway, exactly. we up with two submissions today.
Oh, really?
Which is one more than last week. So love that.
Can I just read the first one of these?
Can you please?
So funny.
Yeah, but you can't laugh. You have to like poker face.
Yeah,
what the entire submission says. Imagine the show Family Feud, but instead of Steve Harvey, it was Riz Humphrey. What?
You never heard of Riz Humphrey?
Great input here, guys.
He was friends with P.T. Barnum back in the 1860s.
Oh, Riz Humphrey?
Yeah.
What was he like the titan of?
The circus industrial complex.
Oh, got it. All right, great. Mm-hmm. real for sure.
Keep going though.
Real.
Dude, I just saw someone give a crazy hot take on YouTube about how the military industrial complex isn't real, and it was so silly. I don't know how interesting any of this is to talk about.
Wait, no, but like real quick.
All right, real quick.
On what grounds?
His argument was that if you take the top 5 biggest defense contractors, and you take how much money they made off of government contracts specifically in the past year, that number is less than Procter & Gamble. So he was like, I just picked one other company, and he's like, and that's less than Procter & Gamble, which is a company that sells diapers. And it was like, what? Like, what kind of argument is this?
Also, Procter & Gamble is a massive company.
Massive company.
Like,
massive
way more than just diapers.
Also, yeah.
Which is also a big industry,
it was very
too.
Disingenuous to be like, they sell diapers. And it's like, among so many other things, and also constant need for diapers around the world, so it's like really a fair commodity.
No, diapers have a very inelastic demand.
That's true. Well, for some of us.
Sure. Yeah. No. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're hitting up Procter & Gamble daily.
Posting.
It's not even. I don't buy anything Procter & Gamble. They always like to have like. I feel like every time I get like a shampoo or like body wash, it'll just be like Procter & Gamble.
Well, facts.
On the bottom. They got like a bunch of other brands, because if they sold it under their brand, like their brand is very boring, and no one wants to say like, oh yeah, like I use Procter & Gamble like deodorant, like although no hate if you do.
Yeah,
it's effective.
Those are the videos that have been on my For You page on YouTube recently.
Your YouTube.
My recommendations for you. I don't know.
You're
it's all mixing
TikTok
together. The singularity is approaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big video essay guy over here.
I love video essays. One thing about me is if
you should start your own channel.
I was just gonna say that.
I don't think I actually did make. Technically a video essay, although it was more so like an audio essay.
For a class or just for funsies?
For class, for a final project. I made a 15-minute podcast about the 30th anniversary of the Rodney King Uprising in Los Angeles. And basically what has changed since then. I thought it was very interesting. I had a great... I honestly see why so many YouTubers are into the idea of doing YouTube essays, because not only is it interesting to hear, but it's really fascinating, especially if you like just going on like wiki deep dives and stuff like that. Very, very conducive to that.
If, yeah. No, fair enough.
If that's your thing.
Facts.
Depths of Wikipedia.
You said death to Wikipedia?
No, no, no. Depths of Wikipedia. Oh. Which is also a page in its own right.
Yeah. Do you follow that page on Instagram?
Yeah. I've seen you liking their posts before.
Every now and again.
Occasionally.
All right. Somebody else talk. I'm pulling up the depths of Wikipedia.
Well, I thought you were reading a story. Do you not want to talk
about it? Yeah, no. You just read.
We do have our one other story if we feel like reading that.
But like, what if you gotta commit. What if we keep it for like the...
Let it linger.
Like leaving our listeners wanting more. Leaving our listeners wanting to know what that other story is. I actually haven't read it.
100%. 100%.
Wait, can I...
It's kind of funny. I just read it. Yeah, I just read it. Wait, who did that?
Here's a fun little post from Depths of Wikipedia, which I love, and that Nick and I both follow. This is a Wikipedia article. It's just called Gestak. G-O-S-T-A-K. Gestak? Gestake? Gestak is a meaningless noun that is used in the phrase, "the Gestak de-stims the dashes," which is an example of how it's possible to derive meaning from the syntax of a sentence, even if the reference of the terms are entirely unknown. So, for example, if someone was like, "what's the Gestak?" I'd say, "well, the Gestak is what de-stims the dashes." Someone's like, "what's de-stimming?" "De-stimming is what the Gestak does to the dashes." All right, but what are dashes? The dashes are what the Gestak de-stims. So it's like you're able to derive meaning from something that is actually entirely meaningless.
I agree.
I think that's kind of fun.
That's so interesting. Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Never speak again.
I'm hooked.
No, like I have to agree with you. Yeah.
It's that phone.
Nick, you want to read the next story?
No. We can save it for the end. Also, I thought I mixed them up. Like I thought the story you read, like you'd only read one sentence of it.
Yeah.
But this person literally just submitted like a 13-word submission.
Maybe before we read this next one is, I mean, what do you guys, when you think of like Thanksgiving, what comes to mind?
Turkey.
Like, speak on it. Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah. True. No, I mean turkey. Cranberry sauce. Yeah, is that not a thing that you guys do?
No, 100%. I don't know what Cosmo's on.
Cranberry isn't it the same thing as like just cranberry jam?
There's probably like a shortage of it in California or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Keep going on.
Us normal people know what
East
cranberry
Coasters
sauce.
Can understand.
Yeah, come on. what?
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of normal people.
Like
the show, not like
Irish
just people
though?
In the wild. Yeah.
Can you try to do an Irish accent?
Marianne. That's what he says. That's the whole show. It's a lot of that.
Cosmo's learning social behaviors by watching normal people.
I'm gonna go to Ireland at some point, and I'm gonna find both of them.
And you're gonna go Marianne?
Yeah.
Wait, I rolled like my R real. Yeah.
Marianne. I want to go to Ireland for the. St. Patrick's Day when I'm abroad.
Let's figure that out.
We should do a little,
you guys are leaving.
Linkage, if you will.
I wonder what will happen like to Bad Vice next semester when you're both not in the country.
Maybe you'll have to find two more equally as handsome co-hosts, I think.
And that'll be
and
easy.
Humble also.
That's probably even harder than finding a spring subletter.
Loki, yes.
Which means impossible.
Have you gotten? Have you been?
Oh, Nick's been grinding.
Oh my God.
Have you gotten one?
I keep getting people and. They're like double or triple like our age. I had like a 65-year-old fella come in yesterday. and he's like said he's been in Medford for like, he quantified it in decades, not years, I'll put it that way. So he's been around the block, knew our landlord too, by the way. And then I was like, all right, like, well, I don't know if this, you know, guy would, you know, fit in the best with like my housemates. Let me at least, you know, see if I can, you know, figure out some lore from him. Happened to know our landlord's family. I mentioned, oh, like, you know, like, do you know that, like, you know, some of the people in that family were locked up for real estate fraud in the 80s? He's like, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. So it was like, clearly he's been around the block. But then my point is, again, like, I don't have any problem. Like, I would be fine with anyone living in my room at this point. It's just, you know, I'm like, if we have other students in there, kind of keep the vibe academic.
Wouldn't,
because a lot of studying goes on.
Could be the move to have someone, to have a 65-year-old just providing unc lore to everybody.
Like, well, that's what I mean. Like, I see a huge benefit in that. Yeah. But obviously, got to talk it out with the other housemates.
There's also, I mean,
isn't there, like, you know, a 20-year-old woman subletting?
Yes.
So,
I mean, that's the big consideration, especially with the shared bathroom, of course. So,
well, yes. Mm-hmm. And the really, really cool shower curtain that you guys have.
So yeah, true. I don't think everyone can handle that amount of swag.
Right.
So that's why I do a background check. But I decided not to proceed with this.
What about you, Cosmo?
Yeah.
What's up?
Do you have a subletter?
I don't know, my brain just broke for a second. What's up?
Is that a good time for the...
Yeah, I have a dementia PSA. Yeah, no. Things are good. I realized that the Facebook... I'm on this Facebook subletting, Tufts subletting page. And I realized that there are no moderators on it. Or if there are, it's like a single one. So I have proceeded to just spam post in the page. And it's working. Like, wouldn't you know it? People are seeing it at an alarming rate and reaching out. So I got... I have a few people. I have someone coming Sunday to tour and maybe another Monday. Although I need to work that out with them. Things are good. It's been funny. I've noticed that it's kind of like a race to see who's the most normal person, and that like everyone that reaches out,
I feel like they're trying to, you're watching normal people?
Yeah, no, they're like trying to one up each other in terms of like how normal they are. They're like, first person will be like, yeah, yeah, no, I don't go out that much. I'm like relatively clean. You know, I don't smoke or whatever. And then the next person is like, I've never gone out in my life. I stay indoors 24/7 and I only study. And then like the next person's like, I won't even be in the house. Like, I'm going to be in the JCC.
Yeah. they love to mention that. They're like, yeah, you know, like I'll just go to work and I sleep and I eat and that's it. And yeah. I don't even cook that much.
I mean, I get it. I would do the same if I was in their position.
I agree.
Interesting.
Also, I don't know about you, Cosmo, but like whenever I get like a, I mean, I guess I've only gotten 4 interests so far, but they'll be like submitting different links sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I mentioned this, but with one of them, like I got, you know, not just the standard Facebook, Instagram, but I got a GitHub too.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But
so you gotta let him sublet.
But he goes to me.
Ugh.
Yeah, it hurts. But
hate that.
No, we'll keep moving on. Also, if you want to sublet, let us know and send your GitHub too.
That's a good plug. That is a perfect plug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you guys want to sublet from Cosmo and Nick, they're looking. But make sure you're normal.
Beautiful three-story house. You'd be living in the top unit, so you'd get second or third floor, depending on whose room you want to sublet from. A lot of natural lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no pets or anything like that.
All right, so...
anyway.
Anyway, so let's move on.
Wait, can we go back to the question of, like, the podcast? Or okay, it revealed my idea early. But for the radio show next semester... What if we turn it into a podcast instead?
What if, guys?
Hear me out.
We have the equipment.
We do. Mm-hmm. We sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do.
You know, they regulate a lot of things in this country, but they don't regulate podcast equipment.
That's true. So we can curse. No one can stop us. We can say a bad word.
Mm. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I'm a little scared.
That's big boy stuff. You're right.
Yeah, we can just like divide the hour. You know, half the time you're there and then the other half like... It's just me and Anna, but we curse. You know,
yeah.
You don't have to be part of that.
We just, like, curse off, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw this podcast by this guy named John, and the podcast is called John Breaks Bad News. And it just consists of people will pay him something like $5 to just call someone else and break bad news to them that they didn't want to tell them. So it's as little as, like, you know, I forgot to, like, put food in the oven, all the way up to, like, you're being cheated on. Sorry, like just breaking the news. Like it's not me, but I didn't want to say it to you in person. But you are.
Don't shoot the messenger.
People get so angry at this. Like, it's literally the don't shoot the messenger, because people will like be berating this guy John, being like, "How dare you?" And he's like, "Sorry, I got paid $5." And they're like, "Who set you up to this?" And he'll be like, "Oh yeah, no, it was like Ben. Like Ben told him to do it. He paid me $5."
So he'll reveal the person's identity or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. And then the other person will be like, it's so childish. Like, how dare you? Like, I'm hanging up right now. And then this guy, John, will be like, all right, like, love you, bye. And they'll be like, what? And he's like, I love you. And they just, like, aren't able to handle this guy being so nice.
Jeez. That reminds me, there's, like, a 2009 movie with George Clooney. Or maybe just a totally different actor. But the premise is his job is he just flies around the country firing people for a living.
Yeah.
It might be called like Up in the Air, something like kind of simple like that. But it was really interesting because then it's like it actually explores like way deeper themes of like, I don't know, like do you want to like always travel or actually stay somewhere and start a family? Because the guy is like single through like his 50s or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the funniest part to me without spoiling anything is just like the way the movie kind of like establishes itself in the first 20 minutes is just like him like going around the country, like, you know, has like all these like, you know, crazy flight and like rental car rewards. And he just goes into office like one by one and is just like really good at firing people because bosses are too afraid to fire their own employees. Mm. And the reactions, and again, like it's a movie, so I take it with a grain of salt, but the reactions are very not so happy.
Yeah, maybe there's money to be made in that industry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guys, what if we do that now?
Yeah. This whole radio show is we just call people and just we all fire them at the same time.
Like, super disorienting. Like how we do our like station ID.
Yes.
You're getting fired.
You're getting this is bad advice and you're getting fired.
And Cosmo made an AI jingle for it.
It's a PSA, but it's just them getting fired.
That would be my final straw on this earth. If, like, that's how I get fired, like, they present an AI jingle to me, I'd crash out immediately. I think that's...
I agreed.
That'd be it for me.
It's an appropriate usage of that term. Yeah.
Yeah, so true, guys. Anyway, our theme.
Our theme. Yeah. I'm trying to... Oh, wait, yeah, let's go back to that. I'm curious. Sorry, I was looking at
notes. No, you hate me.
I was looking at notes that I... Oh, no, sorry. Was there more to that?
No, continue.
No, please.
No. Go.
Okay. I'm not going to go.
I was going to go back to our theme of the day, which is family feuds. We're feuding already.
We are.
Look at this.
We're a family.
We are a family.
My question, just because you gave your response to the whole, like, what comes to mind when you think of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Anything deeper? Anything like, do you think of family moments? Is there like a time in specific that you recall?
A time in specific that
Nick,
I recall.
Do you too?
I'm thinking. It's like loading.
Let me.
where did you spend Thanksgivings? Did you do Thanksgiving?
I only started doing Thanksgiving when I moved to the U.S.
Okay.
Because it's like
an
American holiday.
Sure.
You know, rooted in colonialism, but whatever. but yeah. My mom is American though, so she would like, you know, cook it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was never turkey. I don't until we moved here, and then it was turkey. So that's
I saw a TikTok that was just someone, you know, like the oven function with the light in your oven.
Yeah.
I don't know why I described it like that. Everyone has an oven light, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, the camera just like slowly opens. And the caption just says turkey al pastor, and someone had stuffed a pineapple into a turkey.
And that's what you thought. And you thought of me.
And I was like, well, talking about like moving to the US from Mexico and also Thanksgiving. It's like, that sounds so much better than like regular dry turkey.
No, you're right. It actually sounds.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to ask it.
Al pastor?
Okay, bro.
You gotta trill the R.
Aren't you going to Madrid next semester?
Yeah, Madrid. I'm going to Madrid. Not
He's just using his different accent, Spanish accent.
Yeah.
But no, I gotta ask though, as a non-meat eater, is turkey
says.
Like?
Sorry.
That's a land I couldn't get through that without. Yeah. So like. Do y'all actually like turkey, or is it just like part of the tradition?
I feel like at times it's like kind of fire.
you don't have to lie.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
Do you want me to like?
No.
Turkey sucks so bad.
No. I definitely don't have a hidden agenda here. Okay, so it can be fire.
I mean,
sometimes
once a year, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm eating turkey like every single day, you know, that's.
Is it like? Yeah. Okay.
The turkey tiredness is a real thing, though. I say as I'm yawning. Tryptamine in turkey makes you sleepy.
Mm.
You guys know about this?
No.
Okay, you're looking at me like I just murdered your dog.
I'm just like so offended that you would even say that, like that.
What the?
Whatever you just said, I don't even know.
You didn't remember what I said. Well, okay, great.
It sounds like Anna's our like resident turkey defender here.
I know.
And Kaz was coming at it from a scientific angle.
I love turkey, but that's the reason why like you get so sleepy after having your Thanksgiving meal, and people like kind of just nap in the other room or whatever.
I mean, I feel like I always get tired after lunchtime, but I hear that.
Yeah, I'm a big turkey turkey believer.
You're an enjoyer?
Yeah, turkey, fellow turkey enjoyer over here. Although I will say, underrated, I think turkey's good. The best dish at Thanksgiving has always been stuffing to me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Love stuffing myself with stuffing. Love the bread.
You're just stuffing.
Dude, whoever made bread, shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out the Mesopotamians. I don't think they made bread.
I think
first.
It was God. No.
But that was my favorite.
Shout out bread, shout out flour, shout out water.
All the ingredients.
Not the elements, really.
Shout out. Anyway. Wow.
When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of Oklahoma, because that's where I spent...
Oh my god, yeah.
At least
oh,
yeah. two
the
Thanksgivings, I think. I remember...
What
I remember
part? Tulsa?
Tulsa, Oklahoma. I remember playing Crazy Eights with my grandma, who was like super into... card games. That was really fun.
You said Crazy Eight?
Crazy Eights? Crazy Eight?
Oh, I thought you meant like... Mm-hmm. You know Game Pigeon?
Yeah.
The Game Pigeon version of Uno is Crazy Eight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because so I guess Uno is copyrighted. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought you were actually talking about
no,
Uno,
no, no,
but
no, different
it's
one. I don't
Chronically
think she ever
online.
Knew how to play Game Pigeon games. but she was super big into card games. I remember playing that. I remember playing BS with my family. That was super fun. And just pumpkin pie. I don't know. I want to be baked into the crust in the pumpkin pie when I pass away. Mm. Hopefully long from now.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, thank you.
Put that in the will before it's too late.
Nick knows a thing or two about pumpkin puree.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite raw ingredients nowadays. No, I'm so real.
This is interesting though.
Nowadays.
I feel like I learned something about the nutrients of
Yeah,
pumpkin puree
I don't know exactly. It just has some type of nutrients. I used to eat it as baby food.
So you just eat it raw?
Yeah, my mom was like, oh, like pumpkin, like raw pumpkin, like from the can is like a superfood. And as you guys, like we've talked about this, this is like a theme. I'm not a good chef, but like the way you can like kind of like add a dimension to like maybe like a more like spicier hot meals, you just kind of have like the cooling side. So you have your milk, of course, that already adds some cooling.
Right, of course.
But then pumpkin too. And then, yeah, like I had the Trader Joe's pollock paneer plus like a can of pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Like all 3.5 servings of it the other night, and that was really good. And you guys should add that to your Thanksgiving shopping cart.
Just pumpkin puree. Yeah. I know you love Halloween.
Yes. No, Halloween's pretty great as well.
I know you love carving those pumpkins.
I do. Actually, we never got to pumpkin this year.
He doesn't use tools. He just uses.
You're just like ah. Yeah.
No. I couldn't.
That's not what I do.
That's not how it's meant to be. Also, on the note of holiday food, maybe this is like an invitation here, but Cosmo and I realized we missed the Thanksgiving dinner, but we had a proposal for you, Anna. Would you want to join us at either the Christmas or Hanukkah dinner next month?
Yes.
At DeWick / Carm, specifically.
Oh. Yes. Only if it's Carm.
Oh, we can do Carm.
We can do Carm.
It's closer for us.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You were happy to hear that. You're like, oh, we could do Carm, I guess.
Yeah, no. I just...
I'm a Carm enjoyer. Okay. I think Carm is the better of the two.
Nick put us on to Carm, I think.
And I'm glad, because it's the better dining hall.
Anna, were you there when we got, like, interviewed by, like, some tough
daily videographers? I was there. I sure was.
Yeah. Never forget.
Never forget Wait, that no. weird, awkward dinner that I had. What?
Wait, actually, or no?
Nothing.
Yeah, I was there, actually.
Sorry.
No, because, like, I just remember, like...
I think they also asked me a question. They didn't put me in the video, so I'm, like, low-key really offended.
It's messed up.
Tough's Dining, if you're listening to me, like, if you will rue the day.
If we're being so honest, like, I'm a huge fan of the Daily and, like, what they do and how they're independent. I thought that wasn't the most, how do I say it? It wasn't the best piece of journalism. They were just asking me, like, boilerplate questions. They were asking us, but I remember.
They were trying to get a reaction out of you. No, they weren't.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I just started, like, saying, like, more hot takes, because I was like, all right, like, I want to be, like, you know, like, people are just going to be like, oh, I love Carm. No, I love DeWick. No, like, my dining hall is better. Like, no, like, my dining hall is cockroaches. You're, like,
that's What's your favorite Carm dish?
Ooh. Too many. Too I love many. The fried pakora.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's
so good.
Plus like a little bit of like yogurt or sour cream if they have it. It's good.
The sweet and sour tofu is my favorite. And I, every time that I like think about not being on the like meal plan anymore, I think about like, wow, like I can never have sweet and sour tofu anymore, like ever. Because I can't cook that.
Have you tried?
No.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Partially because I really messed up the directions for the ingredient, or for the actual making of it. The recipe is what they call that. The instructions for making something.
Correct.
Yeah, that's important.
So more so on me than the recipe. But I always found that the sweet and sour tofu was like kind of hit or miss. Like sometimes it would just be prepared a little weirdly and I'd be like,
get out.
Okay. You're fired.
You're fired.
Like you can say that about the other types of tofu because like they can be salty in the dining most of the time.
Yeah.
But sweet and sour, you know.
Sweet and sour is always like it's just the right amount of sweet, right amount of sour. It's, like it's almost like that's the name of it. Yeah.
It's the Goldilocks tofu, like the perfect solution.
On the note of when you said you're fired, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you had these like strange trends in like middle school where everyone got super into saying or doing some like activity or thing to the point where like teachers had to get involved and be like, y'all could have cut it out. Ours for a little bit was you're fired. So people just go up to people and be like, you're fired and you're hired. And like, people. And they started like saying it to teachers and teachers were not having it. This is not funny. You can't keep saying this.
Damn, what happened to freedom of speech?
Right.
I don't know. That was like, I think a 3-day epidemic.
Three-day epidemic is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. We also had, I feel like there was also like a lot of like physical stuff, like doing like flicks. Dude, people would flick each other so hard.
You would, Cosma.
Okay.
Did your,
yeah, sure.
Did your high school do the thing where you, and then it's like a,
yeah,
it's
where
a
you
neck.
Like, look at this.
No, don't neck me, please. Yeah.
Every time one of my friends gets a new haircut, I have to
make him remind him who's.
Yeah, exactly.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to, but.
Oh, I guess. Oh.
It could. I hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it to the point where it hurts someone. Like
We had. Did you guys ever have nut taps? Was that a thing for you guys?
Not me personally. I don't think so.
Yeah, I abstained. Yeah.
I don't have the facilities
was what it
for
sounds
that
like.
One.
It was just a quick like. Flick. Yeah, it was really not good. Cut you off guard for sure. We also had table topping. That was big.
What is that?
You guys didn't do table topping? Wow, my school is just violent, I guess.
Yeah.
Table topping, you had to have two people in cahoots.
Oh, it's an operation.
Yeah, okay. It was an operation. And then you'd have to have some target who's a friend of yours, but doesn't know that's going to happen. So your other accomplice would sneak around that person while they're not looking and then get on their hands and knees like a tabletop behind them, and then you'd engage the target in conversation, and then right when you saw that the other person was in position, you'd just like gently push them, and obviously because they have no footing because there's someone shaped like a table behind them, they just like roll over the person.
Did you ever do this?
Yeah, we
you
did
bully.
It on when we were like playing soccer or like at practice for some like field sport, we do that.
Some field sport.
Some field
I'm an
sport.
Athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
All of them.
6-1, by the way.
6-1 Lamborghini. What about it?
DM's open.
Did you guys, when I used to like change my phone name to your mom and airdrop people memes? And
Oh, yes.
Did you? Okay.
What?
No. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I would, I guess in eighth grade, we were going to New Orleans for a class trip. And we're all from Florida. And like, this is the South, but it was like early January. And it was cold, and the pipes in our hotel, like, froze. And so they literally kept us in, like, a small, confined space. This is, like, 100 eighth graders. Jeez. So 100 14-year-olds. Some people were, like, making out under the tables. Like, other people were, like, running around necking each other. And I was airdropping. And so I changed my phone name to your mom, and I would just airdrop memes. Me and my friend would do that. But his phone name was something different. And then I ended my dictatorship like soon after, because I was like, this is childish and immature, and I'm so mature and not childish. And like 2 days later, we were at the airport trying to go back home. 3 flight cancellations. Like this trip was actually like the worst.
Yeah.
But our eighth grade teacher, like, gathers us all up in front of like customs, and he's like, "Who is your mom? Who is your mom?"
No,
because someone else had changed their phone name to your mom and was airdropping like racist memes, and so then I like people thought it was me, and it ruined for everyone. And I was like, "Wow! Like now I have to like, you know, like someone threw me under the bus, and they're like, she's your mom." And they thought that I was the one sending racist memes, but I'm not. I wasn't. Wow. I have never been racist.
I'm not.
I'm not a racist, guys.
Airdrop is a dangerous tool.
It's true. No, yeah.
I had a similar story to that, although it sounds like you were even more prolific than I was. But on the way back from 8th grade model Congress, I'd had it. You know, I'd been forced to go there. By the way, it's side note, my bill was like against junk mail, which I don't know why I thought this was such a good idea and I spent all year developing it, but like the bill I presented in my like little group was like just to like make junk mail, like physical junk mail illegal, not like email junk mail. And it was one of the two bills out of 10 that actually didn't pass that day, so I was in a bad mood. And I was like, how can I make this funnier? Like, you know, I went all the way out to Brooklyn for nothing. And so
hate that.
It was a trick. And so I took my iPhone and I changed my name to Mrs. Fitzpatrick. And meanwhile, my friends and I were like, we loved just like making memes of our teachers and stuff and like sending them into like this school-wide meme page that was run by the high schoolers in the school. So then whenever they would like repost your memes, you're like, oh, like I'm, you know, validated by the older kids. But anyway, we took a bunch of those memes and involved like our own teachers and stuff. And so then I was like, I went as Mrs. Fitzpatrick and I just airdropped it to everyone. And then it got to her herself. And I guess she never figured out who it was, but she was, like, very confused.
That's devious.
Nice.
There was, at the beginning of freshman year, when I got here, I changed my name and my phone to Tony Monaco, because I thought it would be funny.
You're so funny.
Well, and you weren't far from his house, either.
I wasn't far from his house. It was a risky maneuver, for
right,
sure.
Right.
And just did the same, just like dumb airdrops to people on like
I
the
feel
team
like I got you did it at the mods in our shared dorm.
Did I? Yeah. Oh, I did. I also did it through the walls to people.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I got a
Which one did you get? Do you remember this?
I don't remember, but I know that I would get airdrop from Tony Monaco. I was like Cosmo at it again.
He's back at it again. I got this airdrop from Cosmo the other day. It's a little political, so I might not describe it.
That was also a huge thing toward the end of high school, is people either sending fake links or airdropping things that like look like they're one image, and then you click accept, and it's not
an image.
For.
Yeah,
like it would be. I remember a super popular one was a screenshot of what looked to be like a CNN breaking news thing. And it would be, like, some, like, crazy presidential, like, assassination attempt or something like that, which doesn't sound as crazy anymore. But there was, like, one of those, and then you'd be like, oh, my God. So you'd go to click to accept the attachment and look at it. And then you'd click on it, and it was actually just a large photo of a nude man. And that was
a large photo?
Like, it was, because, you know,
it crops the picture.
It crops
yeah.
the picture. So the actual picture was, like, the dimensions were insane on it. It was, like, super long and, like, very narrow, like, the image and whatever.
Huh.
Anyways.
Okay.
I had another story that I was going to mention that's entirely unrelated to this.
But I guess you forgot.
I didn't forget.
Yeah.
You have dementia.
Oh, okay, yeah. Here's our PSA.
Let's hear it.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are all common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1800dementia.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Thanks,
I
Cosmo.
Actually just went on the site. No.
Yeah. Guys, you should probably do a PSA, though.
Bad
joke. Okay, here's a...
What a knee slapper.
Here's my story. Speaking of WMFO, that camera right there and this dude. Dude is what I call a studio for short.
Right.
Yeah, because you're one of them.
You notice that sign under it that says no food or drink in the studio?
Yeah.
Seriously, it says. So there's a reason it says that, and it's because you're not supposed to have food or drink in the studio.
Oh my god, no way.
But recently, people have begun to forget that we actually check that camera. And so recently, we went over the camera footage and found someone at a very early hour of the morning in their show just chomping away on a double cheeseburger and getting their greasy paws all over the radio equipment, which I thought was really funny because, like, there's just them in 4K footage doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, but, like, wasn't that the ASMR show, though? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Who am I to judge?
Not actually. I'm kidding.
Wow.
And I just thought it was so good. Like, they were just, it's like, imagine, I don't want to go too hard on them, but they knew they shouldn't have been doing it. It was like, they were double fisting with a one soda cup and then the other double cheeseburger. And it's just, and then just like immediately touching the keyboard.
Thanks for acting out that noise for us.
Thanks for making me do that.
Yeah, I can show right before us.
I can never unhear that, but thanks. Yeah. I mean, I guess I know the story.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's accurate.
So that makes sense why you wanted me to operate the board today.
Yeah. Sorry, my plan has been foiled.
Yeah,
Cosmo, I think your Taco Bell DoorDash is downstairs.
Yeah.
You can run and grab it. We can play a song real quick.
Perfect.
We
won't go on. Play the jingle again, guys. Run it back. Okay, I have one more. I have a silly story that I just wanted to say. That happened to me last night. So I had a crazy dream, a nightmare.
Oh, brother.
If you will.
No, go ahead.
Okay, never mind. No, I had a weird nightmare last night that the Tufts Abroad department reached out to me because I've been like having a bunch of calls with them, and they were like, "Hey, so congratulations! Like you're about to go to abroad. You're about to go abroad, but we had some last minute changes, and you know." You're not going to Madrid anymore. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? And they're like, don't worry. They're like, we're sending you to Slovenia. And I was like, what?
That's a worry.
No. Don't send me to Slovenia?
What's wrong with Slovenia?
And they're like, so here's the thing. Nothing is wrong with Slovenia. But then in my dream, they proceed to send me and like 15 other students to Slovenia, not by plane or by boat, but by rickety train, like super old beat down train.
Oh, no.
And so we're all like packed together on this train, and the landscape is like desolate, which is not even how Slovenia looks. Slovenia's like beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty mountainous.
But we are like going through it, and it's like, it looks like the North Pole almost. Like there's just like not really anything there, and it's like freezing, and no one wants to be there. And finally we arrive, and they're like, all right, everyone, like we're here. Who wants to like get first pick on housing? So I'm like, all right, like, may as well. Like, sure, I'll go first. And they're like, great, here's your place. And it's just a bed outside. Like, no house. Just outside, like, on the dirt. And then there's a wooden shack above it. Like, not even fully closed walls. It's basically just, like, a little canopy that would, like, block, like, rain from hitting my bed. Now, I remember being like so upset, like crying in this bed in Slovenia. Anyways, that was my dream, and I just thought it was really funny.
Wow.
So.
Shout out to Slovenia. You killed them.
Shout out to Slovenians.
Yeah.
The Balkans lover / aspiring scholar in me is laughing at this, though, because like out of all the countries, I don't know, like the 8 or 9 countries you could have picked, Slovenia is like objectively probably the most developed.
Yeah.
Like they joined the EU in 2003. They're very much up to like Western European standard. Not a huge nation. They have like 2.5 million people. So anyway, maybe pick a different Balkan nation.
No, you're so right.
And
the joke is
tell your brain to like make up a different country.
And I've told you this, Nick. Like I want to visit Slovenia when I'm abroad if I can. I don't know if I told you that, but like
no, actually.
Okay, I want to. It's like on the list of places.
Wait, I gotta show you. I have a bunch of take it offline, but I have a bunch of photos from when I went there.
Yeah,
summers ago.
Definitely. Also the beaches I think are beautiful from what I know.
I mean that's straight cap, but they have good mountains.
Oh, okay.
The joke is that they have a lot of like basically like Adriatic Sea disagreements with Croatia, and they literally only have like 9 or 10 miles of coast as it is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I know it to be a pretty place, which is why it was even more strange than in my dream. It was like nightmare desolate North Pole.
Yeah. They don't have nice beaches. That's the other country south of it. But yeah, no, mountains. Yeah, you're right.
You guys got any dreams as of recent or hopes?
I do have aspirations.
That's good. It's good to have this.
Yeah.
I aspired once.
Anything you want to share? Great.
I was cool. waiting for like the soundboard sound effect to just come in.
I cannot.
I saw Anna turn to the computer. I was like, uh-oh. It's that time of the hour.
Yeah. My dream is to read the story.
Let's read the story. Do you want to read it? Nick, do you want to read it? Who's on story reading duty?
No, I think Anna's computer's on.
Okay. Let's, guys. Sorry, let me clear my throat real quick. So, like, I'm currently feuding with my dad over this girl I'm seeing. She's super bad, but for some reason my dad just doesn't want me seeing her. He keeps saying stuff like, she's too old for you. Sure, there's a bit of an age difference, but that shouldn't matter. He's always like, it's gross, and it's a bigger problem than you think. But I seriously don't see what the big deal is. Like, technically she is my stepmom, but that shouldn't be a problem in my opinion.
I'm sorry, this was a low effort crap post.
Seems like we're getting a lot of those recently.
Yeah.
Like, but I like it.
I feel like this was.
You do like it?
I'll take a goofy post.
No, I don't I'll know. Submitter.
I'll take a goofy post, yeah.
A goofy post over no post.
True, guys. If you're listening, you should submit. The form is open. Yeah. It's always been open.
I'm glad to hear that neither of us have had, like, big parental disagreements, though, over Thanksgiving dinner. Because I feel like that's kind of the stereotype, is that, you know, you have some kind of reunion-type Thanksgiving dinner, and uncomfortable aunt/uncle makes comments.
I mean, I've had that TBH, but I don't know.
Not exclusive to Thanksgiving, though.
Nope. No, I mean, it has happened on Thanksgiving, unfortunately, but, you know, I kind of just...
Nope. Someone's rushing home for the holidays.
Is it like a shareable story? Is it like
It's more so like family, like, drama.
Right.
That I would need more than 9 minutes for. Also, like, I don't want to bore our listeners with my family drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys mainly disagree about? Can I ask? Or, like, what's the strife?
Politics.
Yeah, fair
also,
enough.
Also, like, you know, like, my mom's side of the family, they're Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
They have various ideas that I do not agree with.
Sure.
Mm.
And that also go against my existence.
Sure. Ooh. Fair enough.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes, like, hard to, like, be sitting and things. Because, like, I feel like there's, like, you know, when you're little, you're taught, like, oh, no matter what, like, always be kind, like, blah, yeah. blah, blah, mm-hmm. like, just smile and wave, you know? Yeah. But it's really hard to do that sometimes because, like, some people are saying, like, dumb stuff. And I'm like, bro, like...
Yeah.
Can't we just have a meal in peace?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like
the pilgrims did. not like the pilgrims. Sorry, Nick. Go for it.
Call it his joke.
No, sorry. I hear you. I think I don't know how to approach this in, like, I think I'm going to say this in an apolitical way, but, like, some of the worst people I know on Instagram have posted things recently that are just like, we all need to come together and, like, settle our differences. And know that, like, tomorrow, the next day will come, and the sun will, especially after the election, and the sun will rise, and this and that. And I'm just like, yes, but also, like, people are allowed to, like, have, like, disagreements. And I think this whole, to your point, like, this idea of, like, oh, you just have to, like, accept everyone else's opinion, even when it, like, threatens you in some way. Like, you know, like, I feel like there are fine lines. So, in a roundabout way, what I'm trying to say is, like, I hear you on this. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that post that, like, have never experienced anything in their life.
Yes,
like,
probably.
They're like, oh my god, like, well, being mature is, like, settling our differences.
And, like, how does it... Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How do politics even affect you?
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Conclusion. That's... We can be thankful for our democracy.
I mean, it is sort of ironic, though, that Thanksgiving as a holiday. Did you mark that as political commentary?
I was like, oh,
you are on it.
I'm cooked.
You said the word politics.
And I was like, oh.
guys, I promise I'm neutral.
No, guys.
Wait, so does that mean if we say if we put in political commentary, we can have, like, actual conversations about...
I feel like they're not very clear about what is considered politics and what it isn't.
So, regardless, though, I think if you log it, you're able to speak freely.
Yeah, so now you can speak freely about politics.
Great. So, okay. I'm running for president. I think...
You're not 35 yet.
Yeah, well, one of Never mind.
No, keep going.
I was gonna say, it is oddly ironic that Thanksgiving is when people will say, like, we need to come together peacefully. Mm-hmm. It's like, and that's then, not historically what happened right. on yeah. Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Yeah. Or, like, yeah.
Or, like, following, you know, Thanksgiving. Yeah. And also just how we treated the native population.
100%.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that Thanksgiving is too close to Christmas, so we got to change that, too.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for celebrating pointless things, or celebrating things that you don't need to, or, like, you know, having good food whenever and calling it a celebration. But obviously, I think the reasoning behind Thanksgiving is a little silly and a little, it's been portrayed a little inaccurately, to say the least.
Right, because it was like a happy dinner, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was actually what Thanksgiving continues to be, where people just, like, fight each other.
Yeah.
No way. It's like, there's always a big disconnect between maybe, like, what our ideal of, like, a holiday or tradition is, and then, like, what it actually is in practice. And not just, like, from the origin, but even, like, to your point, it's like, yeah, like, oh, we're going to go around the table and be thankful, but then it's like, oh, all the family conflicts, you know, reemerge.
Yeah.
So true.
I mean, not per se, but, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Do we have a Cosmo conclusion for this?
I think we all just did that conclusion. I think about how Thanksgiving is kind of the same as it always has been, in that, you know.
Did you guys ever read the story, though, about how, like, this person in the 1800s, like, she fought, like, really hard to get Thanksgiving recognized as a national holiday? There was just, like, this really random book from fourth or third grade where it was, like, she asked, like, 9 presidents in a row to make Thanksgiving a holiday. And it wasn't until, like, Grant or Lincoln that it actually became, like, a national holiday.
Hmm. Do you know what did it?
No, it's been a while since I was in that class.
I'm sorry, I'm staring at a horrifying drawing on the wall.
Which one?
To the right.
Oh.
Do you see that on a...
Yeah, look what they did to my boy.
Like the elephant eyes drawing? Yeah, scary.
Right? That's, okay. That's not Jumbo.
That's a tease our listeners. You can't see it.
That's Jumbo's, Jumbo's evil twin.
A beady-eyed elephant staring back.
Maybe we'll post it on our Instagram at the VetVice Show.
Good yeah. Hashtag road to 100 followers.
Our ratio's way off, guys.
We gotta fix it.
Gotta fix that.
Well, on that note.
On that note, yeah.
Should we sign off and, hit it?
Let's hit it.
Take us away, Anna.
Also, reminder, no show next week, unfortunately. We are going to be on break, but...
Unfortunately. We'll I know you're so sad about it, yeah.
I'm devastated.
But you can always follow us on Instagram.
at the show again.
Get the behind the scenes. We'll be back to Thursday, December 6th, right here.
So true. Thursday.
Friday.
All right, and this is Bad Vice.
And this is Bad Vice, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I thought you guys weren't going to join me on that one.
Oh, no.
It's hard to join you mid-acronym.
Yeah. Anyways, we love you all.
Peace.
Love you guys.
We'll see you when we see you.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.